Item three is a rezoning.
Hi, guys.
At 837 Dudley Avenue, under file DAZ 212-2012.
Okay.
And I have the applicant.
Everyone's in support who's here?
Okay. Yes.
We're all supportive?
Unless there's...
Is there anyone not in support of the application for Dudley, 837 Dudley? Not seen any, but now back to the original. Would the applicant like to speak?
Yes.
All right. Go right ahead. Just one moment.
Now what I'll do is I'll call your office tomorrow. I'll call your assistant. We'll work on it. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Good. Okay. We'll give you a call tomorrow.
And you can sit down if you want.
Yes. Or stand. Yeah. Whatever you're comfortable doing. Okay. Your choice. Yeah. I agree. It's a nice chair.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
So hello, my name is Gabrielle Kachanowski. I am the applicant for the rezoning application. My father is the co-applicant, though he lives out of province, so was not named on the application. So we're applying to rezone the two lots. I currently own two lots on Dudley Avenue. My home is constructed on one and the other lot is empty. And we're applying to have those rezoned to R2 in order to facilitate building a duplex. So one of the challenges for our thought process was that for my family and I, when we think of a duplex, it kind of conjures a lot of unpleasant images in our mind. And even in talking with people about wanting to build a duplex, sometimes there's a negative connotation that comes with that term. I think even the word townhouse can be more appealing than duplex because of aesthetically the images that are kind of associated with a duplex. For us, when we came up with this idea, one thing that was really important was to have a constructed dwelling that speaks to the fact that we're all individuals. We're really all strong, independent people. And so we don't want to live in a house, like I don't want my house to look like my parents' house, and my parents don't want to live in something that looks like mine. Therefore, that big box divided in half does not appeal to us either. So we had come up with the idea of building a duplex, building this dwelling so that my mom and dad can live next to my daughter and I. I didn't rehearse what I was saying this evening. So we want to build something so that my mom and dad can live next to my daughter and I. And in trying to keep things looking separate, we had our initial plan, and when we submitted our preliminary plan for the rezoning application, it was a one-story dwelling on one side and a two-story dwelling on the other. Having never gone through a process like this before, like my mom and dad have built single-family dwellings in the past, and of course a single-family dwelling has different... There's a bit more freedom with a single-family dwelling because you're really only concerned about the needs of one group, whereas we're trying to meet the needs of two different groups and we're at different stages of life. So I guess where I'm going with all of this is I've read Michael Robinson's recommendations, and one concern that I have... Should I be jumping this far ahead? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
Sorry.
That's
perfect. One concern that I have is stipulation under this 1A and then the bulleted point Roman numeral 2 that says that the development shall occur in substantial conformance with the plan submitted. We're not trying to pull a fast one and apply for a R2 rezoning in order to construct like a four-story dwelling. However, the preliminary plans that we submitted, we're already having discussions about constructing something that could, or not necessarily about constructing something, because I guess we feel as though we're in a process that has many moving parts. the first moving part being this hearing. Initially, when we submitted the application, we were kind of thinking, okay, I guess we need to get the property rezoned in order to develop a duplex plan. Because if the property can't be rezoned R2, then we wouldn't be constructing a duplex. We would be constructing two single-family dwellings. We're kind of like not so married to the preliminary plans that we submitted for the application. The most significant aspect of the plan that we're not married to is the one-story side, having it be one and two-story. My parents live two provinces away. They live in Lloydminster, Alberta. And when they came out at Easter and my mom could see the land that we're talking about, and kind of see some stakes in the ground and go, oh, I'm not going to have as big of a backyard as I would like. That, you know, starts a thought process. With the one-story dwelling, it would be longer than if it were a two-story dwelling. Of course, I am hoping that the rezoning be approved, and but I guess I am concerned about just, like, you know, if down the road we were to, like, if the rezoning were approved, which for us lets us kind of freeze up some mental space for us, because then we can go, okay, the rezoning's been approved, now let's really come up with some building plans that we can marry ourselves to and that fit with what we want. It's tough to do that when the rezoning hasn't been approved yet. So I guess I'm concerned about how concrete that is about the substantial conformance with plans submitted.
I think I'd like to ask the administration a question. Maybe we can clear that up. Michael, what would it make sense in this case to do something like a plan approval requirement or something? I'm just trying to come to something that would just
absolutely
come back so you could go ahead and then you go ahead with the rezoning as is, but then put in a clause for that a plan approval would have to come back to
City Center Community Committee.
To this committee again,
and then. Director.
It's not a formal public hearing like this, but it would just come forward before this committee and the planners would look at it. And if there was something that was a concern, we could talk about it. But, you know, if it's reasonable, I mean, that's sort of a reasonable process if you don't have everything finalized, I think. Does that sound reasonable to you, Michael?
Yeah, Gabriel and I had talked about that this afternoon. And that's what would, in fact, happen if you had approved it with the condition that it be in substantial conformance. It would mean that if she submitted a plan for a permit that was different than what we're seeing today, it would just have to come back.
It would come back anyway.
Anyways.
But does it make sense to put the clause in that says that plan approval to this committee?
Yeah, take out the clause that talks about substantial conformance and replace it with plan approval.
Because then it just comes back and we get a chance to go through the planning department and we just kind of finalize it and flag if there's any real concerns, which there would only be if it was, you know, quite a deviation from what's acceptable, which probably won't be.
We understand the desire to keep things, to create the appearance of two separate dwelling units. Like, that's one of our foremost concerns. And we also understand the, like, desire to keep things in the neighborhood, not creating something that's so out of scope with the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand those things. And again, this is a new process for me. And so though Michael and I had spoke on the phone today, I just needed to say these things because I've never gone through this process before. So
it's fine because it makes sense. I think we know what we can do to address that. So
you've done well.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to tell us about it?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. That's great. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, now I saw a hand up, so there may be some other people that would like to speak. I believe it's Raymond.
Yes, it is.
By all means, come on up. And
yes, I guess the only question I've got is if it has to come back to committee, and I am kind of concerned maybe more than circumstances.
There's no charge with that.
You know, when the drawing does get finalized,
I think we charge $150 for plan approval.
Oh, really?
And then it goes to the building department after that to get permits?
It would be the normal fees for permits, but in addition, there would be a $150 charge for plan approval.
$150 more.
Or if we can work with this one as is.
No, regardless, you'll be coming back now. That's right.
No.
No, regardless, you're coming back now, aren't they? The amendment we put in?
No. He's just saying if we didn't amend it.
Oh, if we didn't amend it, yes.
Then you wouldn't have to pay the $150 if everything was in conform, ended up being reasonably close to what you're talking.
As was submitted.
That's right.
What would you say, Michael?
If you build it as what you had submitted, then you wouldn't need plan approval. But if you're planning on making changes, then the committee would want the plans to come back so they can have a look at them.
The only reason I'm raising this is because we're a little bit in a state of flux as far as the planning goes. With the measurement the girls took at Easter time and with the extra 6-inch setback, just those little points, then all of a sudden that kind of throws the question into flux a little bit about the size of the footprint. That's all on the single family side of it. And I don't know whenever it's going to go. I know where I would like it to go.
Okay. Well, I think we understand the situation, and then we'll try to figure out.
Yeah. So something's costly, and with the freedoms, and I guess one has to go against the other a little bit, and maybe both.
Yep. I think you need to go, but we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Here we're just saying. Great.
And that's really, and everything else has been mentioned, and I'll reiterate Gabrielle's statement there that one of the initial points from the beginning was not to have the box. If there was going to be a box, this was a dead issue.
Okay.
That's it.
Fair enough. Thank you. Anyone else that can speak in favor of the application? Go ahead. And just state your name when you get up there so we have you on the list.
Garrett Lemke.
Garrett, gotcha.
I just want to say that both from the point of view of the plans that I've been a part of knowing about and from knowing the people, that I support their initiative.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thanks for saying so.
Anyone else? All right. Seeing no one else in support. Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Any questions to administration?
Yeah. So I just wanted to, just to be clear, do you think we need to amend anything here? Or in terms of this plan approval issue, it sounds like what you're saying is that if it's too far off of it, then there would have to be that process anyway. Or should we put that in? What are you suggesting?
I think to be safe, it sounds like their intent is to change the plans. So I think rather than the condition that's in there right now, which is based on the premise that they were going to build what they submitted to the city, it should just be changed to requiring
the plan approval.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And that shouldn't delay, like in terms of time frame, we meet every month and it's not as onerous as it doesn't have to be posted or anything else. It just comes straight here and through the planning department, right?
That's right, except in the month of August, right?
Except we couldn't do it,
I understand the holidays to get on. From my, all the feedback that I've had, that there's been very good cooperation from the planning department on this thing, so no.
Yeah.
It's been very, very
can
good.
I just ask, because we haven't closed representation, can I just ask what time your construction period you were looking at?
We're pushing like crazy to start in the fall.
If not,
then it'll be late winter, early spring.
Because okay.
It's the quickest, you know.
Because we have a September meeting early in September.
Yeah.
So
I hope it's.
If you had the plans ready.
I'm not the master of my own house. So.
Okay.
Who is? Yeah. Okay.
No comment.
On that note. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. All right. You ready to go?
I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in as amended, as we've discussed, to take out that one part and add the part about plan approval.
All right, that's
of the City Centre Community Committee.
Aye.
And does that then get forwarded to the
property? It goes to P&D because we're making a change.
Because we're amending it. Forwarded to the Santa Claus Committee on Property and Development?
All
support and vote, okay.
Move the following supporting reasons, provided it seems like a suitable level of density for the neighborhood. I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All support of vote, carried.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice of when the matter is considered by council.
Okay, moving on to the next topic.